You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Insights with Solaris with Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Live from Solaris.1.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Insights with Solaris
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another installment of Insights with Solaris, where I am your host, Jennifer. I've been a tarot reader for over 10 years now, and I have studied so many different things, from astrology, numerology, and for multiple healing modalities as well. But I always like to come back to say I am simply a channel of spirit, and I bring messages and healing for those who find me. And I always like to start out with a message for the collective. And these are just things to be aware of as you're moving through the rest of the week and into the beginning of next week. And it seems like there may be some sleepless nights ahead of you, but it doesn't necessarily mean that it's a bad thing. It could be your mind's just running a bit quicker and it has more to process. For some of you, it may be because you are actually moving through a lot of healing points in your life, particularly around childhood wounds, or perhaps you're replaying things that has happened to you within your life, and this is your way of actually healing. So there will be some restlessness as you are trying to fall asleep this week, but there is very good news for the collective coming forward. Individually, this could be a new job opportunity, or it could just be something you've been wanting to listen to. Maybe your favorite band is going on tour again. Whatever it may be, there is good news coming your way of something that you've been looking forward towards, and it's going to bring a lot of joy in the next couple of days. There is some cautionary tale here that it's good to be cautious with your money and your time, your resources, whether it's physical resources, material, whatever it may be. It's good to be cautious, but not so much so that you do not give back. So you would be in a position possibly in the next couple of days to support another person. And if you have the opportunity to do so, you would have a lot of satisfaction from that. And so I'll leave that for the collective message as we go in our caller today. So we have Deborah from New York. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing real good. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I was just hoping you can maybe tell me a little enlightenment.
A little enlightenment. Well, do you really need me to tell you? Because you have all the skills that you need to find this information on your own.
I most certainly do. I was just wondering about my personal life, love life, to be exact.
Okay, because I'm tapping in your energy. I'm like, yeah, she knows what she's doing. But I understand that sometimes we like to have that confirmation.
Right
off the bat, I can see that you're a really witty and realistic and independent type person. But you also use kind of humor and logic to protect yourself. So as you are going through and being a very diplomatic, there's a message coming in that humor is wonderful, but there is a connection, a deeper connection to spirit that's
going
to
come.
Yeah. All right. Have you felt that yearning? Have you felt that, like, I need to become closer to spirit or within my intuition?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, so tell me why the hesitation? Why are you worried about stepping into more of your intuitive gifts and trusting yourself, your own voice, instead of, you know, calling someone like me to give you that confirmation?
Just to give me confirmation, I guess, is important to me. Validation.
Well, hey, I completely understand, but this, have this as your confirmation. It's like, hey, you have permission to say perhaps earlier aspects of you trying to step into spirituality more deep or connecting to spirit, whether that's through meditation or being around a group of people where you're like, oh, this just is not working out. It was completely fine to walk away from all of that, right? But in the position right. you are right now, you have a lot more balance. And I just want to say you have, have you ever tried connecting with angels or in that form of spirit guide?
Yes, I have.
Fantastic. So I am getting the angel of justice trying to come in for you. I'm Raguel. I'm probably not pronouncing that correctly. I can see the spelling, but I can't quite convert that into words. But it's R-A-G-U-E-L. And he's coming into wanting to work with you a little bit more and to really build something. So I don't know if you're... Are you needing to sign something or any type of, are you stepping into like any type of financial talks within the next couple of weeks?
Not that I'm aware of at the moment, okay. No.
Well, there seems like there could be some opportunities for you. And I see something like, I don't know if it's quite a spoken type of contract, but a lot of communication where you may be looking for some advice. Let's see if I can get any more information regarding this, possibly around the family, but there's something that has been in a standstill for a while that's getting kickstarted again, and it is going to be around the material aspects of your life. So this archangel is coming in to help support you and to make sure things are balanced. This could also be something like settling estates or something like that if there was a family member who has passed in the last couple of months, but it's a closure. And
my oldest brother is very, very sick, and I am the executor of his estate.
Okay. So when the time comes, hopefully you guys are able to spend as much time as you need it together, but everything will be taken care of. So I know that okay. is quite That's daunting. So hopefully that gives you a little bit, like whatever happens, just focus on the family, what you can do right now, because everything else will take care of itself. As right now, just focus on what's in front of you and who is in front of you.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. But yeah, coming back to that balance, you have quite a number of things that seems like you have out of balance. Have you been more stressed out than you would say usually are?
Very much so.
Well, yeah, especially if you have a family member that is going through health issues. I'm also seeing, though, for you, some more stress-related health concerns. So please, please watch that. I am not, I can't give a medical advice or anything, but... don't be afraid to ask others for help when you are feeling more stressed out, because your body is going to react to that. And you want to be in a position where you are embracing your love when you are networking with people, because you have a lot of networking coming towards your way. Even more community coming towards you. And in order to fully embrace that, it is challenging you, like, okay, we know that you can do it. Spirit saying, I know you can do it. You have done it before, mostly on your own. But you're allowed to ask for help. You can accept help. It doesn't mean you're weak or anything like that. You can drop your guard a little bit and just trust that others can follow through and they won't let you down.
It's funny, I was told the same exact thing today by someone.
So another confirmation that yes, not only do you have your own incredible intuitive gifts, but also you have people watching out for you, not just in the physical world, but the spirit world as well. You have guides and you have ancestors and loved ones always watching out for you. Everyone does. And you are allowed to network with them too. Whether those are people in the, and you know, that we can speak and talk to in world and reality, or spirit guides, your deities, source, whatever you call that. That's,
they usually come to me in my dreams. That's how I get my messages.
Okay, so you're, are you telling me that you are potentially having restless nights also because you're a little bit scared to ask for help because you are getting visited by dreams?
A little bit, little bit.
Well, also, we don't want health concerns regarding lack of sleep either. So,
right.
I'm going to just go to light language just for a second so I can get this message very clear for you. So when you are allowed to create boundaries with anybody you work with, whether, you know, in the spirits as well. So if you are hesitant because, you know, perhaps your dreams, you get a little bit nervous. I'm like, okay, I have spirit guides coming in. You can create boundaries of what you allow in. So if you have something coming in and it frightens you, that's probably not a spirit entity that is going to be beneficial for you. Sometimes being scared does push you to move out of the comfort zone so you get things done. But you can say, okay, I just really need sleep tonight. And so I understand, like, working in the spirit world or having my subconscious heal wise. Like, you can say, I just want that on hold tonight. Okay. So make that intention of be like, I'm just going to rest. I need sleep. There's a lot going on. Let me sleep.
Oh boy. Okay.
Yeah. And you can also ask, like, if you want to connect to a specific energy, like such as say this archangel or an ancestor, you can make that intention before you go to bed as well. And almost always you will receive a response. The only question is whether or not you're going to remember it when you wake up.
I know. Exactly. That's why I have to write things down. If you remember them the minute you wake up, keep dream journal. I've always done that too.
Yeah. And like,
well, that's pretty interesting.
Yeah. And that just also, like, with the dream journal and whatnot, if you can't bring back the memory of the dream, or a lot of times it can be a sensation where you get information or like possibly ask a question, is this the right path for me? And then the next day you could just feel more settled in your soul and just have a little bit of clarity. So while it may not be clear as in a vision, or it's an inner knowing. So just know that you have a lot of inner knowing. So your gut feeling, you follow that. Okay. Make sure that you continue to follow that. Okay, Deborah.
I will do so. Okay. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Well, I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your week, and it was so glad to talk to you. Just continue
you
on
too.
With all of your gifts. Okay. You got it. All right.
Thank you. Bye.
And so as we are here, I'm just going to follow back up with a message for the collective, as we do have a little bit of time left. And so there is going to be significant changes in the way that most of us are living. And a lot of this is going to be more positive changing. Some of it will push us out of our comfort zone. But powerful revelations on the individual scale and the collective scale will lead to change. So a lot of us will be traveling, will be starting new careers, starting anything new. And that can be scary because you're walking away from what you know. So as a message from Spirit, remember that time is a thief and you are never going to get it back. So live in the present and live happily.